tilted down her head and brushed her hair aside and lifted up that holy gaze beneath her eyelids. Her beating lashes were the witnesses that heard every single word she wouldn't say, but I did. And when her lips came back to touch after a smile, she pressed them way too hard so they would reconcile. Their color darkened to a red of every blood of every dead that ever dared to love another. To love another. She pulled her head aside, and when she brought it back, I swear a little broken girl was in her body. And as a prophecy went trickling down her cheek, she said, "Don't you think to fall is just a study?" And when the scar upon her lip was glued to mine, all of the stars and all the skies had to align. And then we both just disappeared in every hope and every fear of what it means to love another. To love another. Another day was passing in her eyes. I realized she never said I love you in the morning. But as I watch the sunset in her gaze, there is a haze of night that doesn't want to heed the warning. And when she parts her lips to wet them with her tongue, they bear the weight of every word, of every song. And I am left there in that chair without a clue, without a care, insisting I can love another. I can love another. Her eyes were searching in my soul. I asked her what it is she saw. She answered only with her silence. Then she took a pen and drew an entire ocean made of blue, and in it falling were two islands. And through her lips I felt the beating of her heart. I named the upper lip the end, the lower lip the start. I said I'll never let them touch, I wanna open them so much. We'll never stop to love another. To love another. And through her lips I felt the beating of her heart. I named the upper lip the end, the lower lip the start. I said I'll never let them touch, I wanna open them so much. We'll never stop to love another. We can love another. Thank you.